Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
As we talk about the phenomenon that is Bryson DeChambeau. By the way, Tiger Woods, the defending champ. Tiger has his Masters Champions dinner. Shrimp tempura roll with spicy tuna, tempura flakes, and eel sauce. Prime steak, chicken fajitas. Dessert is churros with chocolate sauce, flan, and sopapillas. Wine is a 2015 Schaefer Red Shoulder Ranch Chardonnay, $60 bottle there. Okay, that's not bad. I mean, I might skip the shrimp tempura, might just go with the prime steak there.
I thought you liked sushi. You used to be a big sushi guy.
Yeah, I don't like the eel sauce on there. But
what if it's optional?
I'd probably bring my own wine in. I mean, the Schaefer Red Shoulder Ranch Chardonnay. I'm not drinking a Chardonnay with steak. I'm going to load up on a nice cab here. I'm going to be bringing in some contraband there to the Masters Champions dinner that's coming up tonight. Yes, Paulie.
Now, we have our Masters meals here. Mine's pretty standard.
Wait, you guys have your, if you were a Masters champ, what would your meal be?
Though it's unlikely, yes.
Does that mean Todd has his?
Yeah, I sure do.
We all do.
Yeah, but knowing Todd, I don't think these golfers could be able to play the next day.
They would have to reschedule it for about a month later.
I don't know if they'd feel that well if they were having your
Not
meal.
Totally unhealthy.
If they were 12, they would go, this is a great meal.
Quarter pounder of cheese.
Mountain Dew. All right, Paulie, what do you have for your Masters champion meal?
I'm going real specific, Dan. Crawfish pie from a restaurant called Cushon in New Orleans. I'm having it flown in.
Oh.
Country fried steak, mashed potatoes, jalapeno cornbread, Ajax Diner in Oxford, Mississippi. Great place, right in the town square. Bread pudding from Killen's Barbecue.
But I don't think you can import. They make everything there. They've got an unbelievable restaurant there.
If I'm the Masters champ, I'm importing.
All right.
And then Killen's Barbecue down in Pearland, Texas, bread pudding.
Because when I played Augusta, Did I tell you I played Augusta a couple of times?
81, 83.
83, first day, 81, second day, Paulie.
Sevy Ballesteros.
Yeah, I had his caddy. And I go into the grill room, and the person I'm with says, you can order whatever you want. You know, and if it's not on the menu, they'll make it for you. And I said, all right, how about steak and pesto? I wanted some pesto pasta. Chef comes out and he goes, who ordered the pesto? And I go, I did. He goes, awesome. And then he went back because I don't know what people normally order there, but he wanted something that was a little bit more of a challenge. They took us down. The member that we played with took us down into the wine cellar, and not many people get to go down there. But like Eisenhower had big bottles of wine down there that were under, like there were names in wine racks. And then
he's not going to drink those now, by the way.
And he's not. And I said, why don't we take this upstairs and polish this off? Ike would love this. And you had all this wine down there. And what happened was, I'm told that a member said years and years and years ago, hey, we don't have a wine cellar. He got a letter soon after that to say, hey, you're responsible for paying for the wine cellar.
Oh, you complain?
Well, he just brought it up and they said, hey, great idea. Here's your assessment. You have to, you're going to pay for the wine cellar. Todd, give me your list if you were the Masters champ.
All right. I'm going with the Waldorf salad because I like the little cranberries, nuts, apples, grapes. I think it's a nice salad to get things going. Okay. Pizza, bagels, and egg rolls for an appetizer. You can have a couple of each there, help yourself, or you can just do one or the other. Chicken parm with penne pasta and garlic bread.
Now, the pizza, bagels, and egg rolls from the frozen food section?
I'd rather it be homemade, but okay. If they're busy in the kitchen back there in Augusta, I mean, we can pick it up at the local grocer.
The entree?
Chicken parm with penne pasta and garlic bread. We'll give you the entree. And my favorite dessert, spumoni tartufo, that chocolate bomb, that shell that you break, and inside the chocolate shell is the spumoni, and everyone gets a bag of Hershey miniatures with
them. And what are we drinking? What kind of wine?
We are drinking Dr. Brown's Black Cherry or Mountain Dew or Yoo-Hoo or your choice of Grape Orange or Fruit Punch High C.
All right. Yeah, Paul?
And based off this menu, the Augusta Applebee's will be hosting the meal.
Pretty much.
And Augusta Medical Center is standing by.
Yeah, I'd have mine really simple. Nice wedge salad. I have a great steak, some pesto pasta, and dessert would be wine.
No actual dessert, just a glass of wine for dessert.
Well, wine throughout.
Okay.
And then I would just say maybe bourbon for dessert.
A little bread pudding with bourbon. I thought that's been done before.
Yes, McLovin.
I'm going to pitch a dessert that it's totally unhealthy, but milkshakes. Everybody loves milkshakes. Can you imagine if a milkshake was popped
not after a steak dinner?
Well, like you eat it with hamburgers, red meat. I don't know.
Maybe a hamburger, but not a porterhouse steak.
Yeah, you're right. Porterhouse.
Like a milkshake. I don't know the last time I had a milkshake.
Yeah. You know where they bring that metal container with the milkshake?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, when you hear that. Yes, Todd.
You're also mixing the meat with the dairy, so to the Jewish golfers, they might not be able to participate in the steak and then have the milkshake after that. So you got to be sensitive to everybody on the field there.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
If Bryson DeChambeau wins, it's going to be an 8,000-calorie protein powder shake with a bench press for dessert.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. If I gave you a bet, and you only get one, it's Bryson DeChambeau wins, or Bryson DeChambeau doesn't make the cut. But if he doesn't make the cut, you get 10 times your bet. If he wins, straight up bet whatever you put down. If he doesn't make the cut, let's say you put up $1,000 for him to win, you win $1,000. If he doesn't make the cut, $10,000. Would anybody take me up on $10,000 not making the cut, Bryson DeChambeau? Paulie?
There's a lot of upside on that bet. Guys can have those squirrely 2 days.
I know. It just feels like everybody's going, this is Bryson DeChambeau's tournament to lose. And it's been a long time since we felt that way. Back when Tiger played, when it was Tiger or the field. What's the best Bryson DeChambeau has finished at the Masters?
Bryson thinned DeChambeau in 2016, tied for 21st. Last year, tied for 29th. 2018, tied for 38th. He's never been a top 20 guy there.
Okay. Is the cut number different this year I don't know if the same number of golfers are going to make the cut this year. I thought it was less, but maybe I'm incorrect with that. If you can check that, that would be great. What's the poll question? We're going to go in the second hour.
Okay, McClellan. So first hour was, do you want an 18 playoff? Yes or no? Yeah. 80% said yes. We can go with, do you want to watch Tiger or do you want to watch Bryson?
Yeah, if you can only watch one, you can watch Tiger or Bryson the first 2 days. Who you got? Yeah, Pauline.
The club announced that 2020, the cut line will simply be the lowest 50 golfers, including ties, on a leaderboard. This erases the 10-shot rule that had been in effect forever at Augusta. In the past, if you're within 10 strokes of the leader, you made the cut, whether you're in the top 50 or not. Last year, this meant that 65 players out of 87 played the weekend. So it'd be 15 fewer this year.
And that helps my odds.
Yes.
If I say he's not going to make the cut.
Correct.
Right? The Steelers announced yesterday four players, including Ben Roethlisberger, were placed on the COVID reserve list. They had close contact with one of their tight ends, Vance McDonald, who tested positive earlier in the week. And according to the rules, Big Ben could be back by Sunday for the game against the Bengals. He's not going to be able to practice. And, you know, players are missing practice everywhere. What would Allen Iverson have to say about this? Practice. Veterans should be okay. Roethlisberger is nursing a couple of injuries. I think he said both knees were sore after the game this past weekend. But another reminder that COVID is having a tremendous effect on the season, and we don't know how big an impact it's going to be. The Steelers might be fine. They could struggle against an improving Bengals team, and usually we say the team that stays healthy has the best chance in the playoffs. There's an extra challenge this season. The Steelers, the only undefeated team right now, but they're going to be put to test just like the rest of the league is. I saw an article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Joe Starkey says Big Ben is a legitimate MVP candidate. I didn't know people didn't think he was. Maybe he's not in that top three or four. But if they go undefeated, how long they stay undefeated, and the numbers that he's putting up, he's completing 68% of his passes, and he's on pace for nearly 4,000 yards, 36 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And he's had a high interception total. But is he going to get better in the second half? Legitimate MVP candidate? Absolutely. The betting site oddshark.com has him sixth behind Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray. And that was before Brady bombed against the Saints again. But yeah, I think Ben deserves to be mentioned in the top five, top six, top seven. Yeah, McLovin.
But, you know, you always say it's a narrative award. It feels like we've seen this Ben Roethlisberger. It's not new, necessarily.
No. If he's healthy, they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. But that's always been the big if. Now it's COVID. His knees are banged up a little bit. And that was the big question mark for me. Because when I started to think, okay, is Kansas City going to go back-to-back? Nobody's done that since the early 2000s with the Patriots. Can I have Patrick Mahomes staying healthy? Everything falls into place. They might be better than they were last year. Baltimore, what did they learn this year that makes them, or last year that makes them better this year? And then I was factoring in Pittsburgh. And my big question mark was a big, big question mark, and that has to do with Big Ben. Everything else I was comfortable with. I just wasn't sure, and I'm still not sure about Ben staying healthy the rest of the season. Baker Mayfield was in COVID protocol. I didn't even know that. But they said that he'll be able to play this weekend, McLovin. Is he coming off the COVID reserve list?
I think they had a bye, so it kind of snuck in there. Yeah, I mean, remember we didn't think we saw Chris Jones was on the Chiefs offensive guy?
And but then, he played.
Yeah, he tortured the Panthers. Like, so I guess this contract chasing has added a lot of guys to the list who are actually healthy.
Second installment of the award-winning drama Save Me comes to Peacock. Save Me 2, a father's search for his missing daughter, continues. This season brings more secrets, more suspects, and more surprises. Streaming Save Me 2 today on Peacock. All right, we got our poll question. We'll check in with Brandel Chambly. Gibbs in Virginia leads us off this hour. Hi, Gibbs. How are you?
What's up, Dan P? How's it going?
Good.
I apologize for the reception last week. That's my fault. But thanks for giving me a call back. A quick update, because I know you guys were waiting with bated breath. I did make it to the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Amazing. best fans in the world. Everyone was the next nicest person I'd ever met. We did improvise a little bit and had a bit of a plan to get into each and every tailgate. Red Bud Heavies for the Georgia fans and blue Bud Lights for Florida fans. Everyone couldn't have been nicer.
Equal time. I like it. Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you for that update. Yeah, Gibbs wanted to go to the tailgate but also go to a wedding, but he wasn't in the wedding. And I said, go to the tailgate. Nobody cares that you're going to be at that wedding or not. You're Gibbs. Yes, Paulie.
I've said this before, but anyone who schedules a fall wedding should be arrested. I mean, there should be, if a politician would put that forth, I'd vote for them.
Yes.
Scheduling fall weddings.
It's amazing that he had time. I heard there was a spicy drywall case in Southern Virginia that he had to get depositions on.
Gibbs is a lawyer for a construction company there.
Spicy.
Yeah. Carter in Colorado. Hey, Carter.
Hey, what up, DP? So last Masters, I was the guy who called Tiger winning 9 months in advance.
Yes.
So I decided to call with my top three picks.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I got to write it down. Here's Carter from Colorado. The prophet called in before anybody was on the Tiger bandwagon to win at Augusta. And Carter, your top three candidates go in descending order. Your third favorite is...
We are going with Fairway Jesus, Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood. All right. Number two.
And then we are going to fire off with Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
He keeps his ankle intact.
Tony Finau.
Yes.
Okay. And your favorite to win the Masters this year after correctly predicting Tiger Woods last year is who? Carter from Colorado.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. Not a.
He's gonna be a
shocker.
Very happy man.
I think he's already a happy man. He goes home to Paulina Gretzky. I think he's okay. Thank you, Carter. But that's not really going out on a limb with Dustin Johnson there. Now,
if you picked him to finish third, that'd be a great pick, Dustin Johnson. No offense.
Wow.
I bet a week's pay he doesn't finish. Well, I mean, obviously the odds are against him, but he's not a closer, not a big closer. This is going to come back to bite me on Monday.
Probably.
He guaranteed a win.
Yes, McLovin.
I thought that he kind of overcame some of that stuff, that he's won a lot lately, hasn't he? Does he win everything now?
He's been very impressive. He had COVID as well. By the way, Ben Roethlisberger has never received an MVP vote. It was a great storyline with Russell Wilson. I don't think it's going to capture the same momentum as, if you mention that. Hey, and Ben, it's a great story. He's never had an MVP vote. Eric in Seattle joins us. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind? Hey, Eric.
Oh. Hey, Dan. Hey, sorry. Sorry, I was doing dishes. I just want to... pronounce something. My partner lost her cousin, I guess 3 days ago, and he was actually on your show once, and he did a Nance impersonation.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for telling me, and sorry to hear about that.
No, and I always want to say, man, like you're great. And I just want, these times, and I'm a Navy veteran, I'm a Navy rescue swimmer, former Navy rescue swimmer. And so it's just really cool to talk to you and just want to express the love and everything else.
Well, hopefully there is some celebration at all for you today, Eric. But thank you for the phone call and hopefully a lot of great memories there with your friend. It is Veterans Day, and I don't know how you celebrate that. I just hope you remember that it's Veterans Day, whatever it is. And I still go back to, and I remember going to a parade when I was younger in my hometown. And I remember when the Vietnam vets were marching down Main Street with everybody else and had, the floats and everybody else, the bands. And there were people who booed when the Vietnam vets walked by. And I remember asking my dad, I said, why did they boo them? And he said, because they went to war. And I said, but you're supposed to go to war. And he said, it's really complicated. And I never understood, you know, what was complicated that you were asked to go to war. And then years later, my father had already passed away years later when I brought it up, I think, to my oldest brother. And he was, you know, they had a lottery back then. And I remember I thought my brother was going to get drafted and go into Vietnam. And my dad was not going to let him go to Vietnam. Like being a Marine, he said, that's a war we should not be involved in, and we'll never win that war, and I'm not letting you go. And I kept thinking, where's my dad and brother going to go? And, you know, I'm fortunate, and my brother didn't go, but I think he had a pretty high lottery number. And then my other brother had a number as well. I didn't have one, but, you know, I was sort of on the cusp of the last couple of years that they were having these lottery numbers to send you to war. But I just remember my dad saying it's complicated. And boy, was it. He didn't undersell that or oversell that. All right, we'll take a break. Brandel Chambly from Golf Channel will join us. I got some questions about the Masters, Tiger. Brandel Chambly will answer all of those questions, and Bryson DeChambeau as well. Coming up on 20 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Imagine if you have a birthday in the fall, nobody can show up, but you can still celebrate. And how about this? 1-800-Flowers.com. You can still let them know how much people mean to you. A surprise bouquet of roses from 1-800-Flowers, the safe way to celebrate the important fall birthdays in your life. Right now, multicolored roses, a dozen, $29.99. But just because you know me, 1-800-Flowers will give you another dozen, absolutely free. So that's two dozen, $29.99, 40% off the original price. Choose the bouquets or arrangements, pick your delivery date, and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. There's nobody better, more safe, secure, you can count on. They will get those flowers on time, the day that you want them delivered. And it'll brighten somebody's day. 1-800-Flowers.com. To order a dozen multicolored roses, plus an extra bouquet for just $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. You're going to see the radio icon. Enter code Patrick. 1-800-Flowers.com, the code Patrick to order the flowers. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We were just talking about Tiger Woods. The champion's dinner comes up tonight. What would the menu be if we were a champion? I'm thinking maybe White Castles and a keg of beer. Like, let's just keep it simple. Just have a good time. Some laughs there. Sit around. Maybe I could get my competitors a little liquored up there since I can handle my beer. What do you think, Paulie?
That sounds like if Tony Stewart won the Masters. That would be it.
Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel analyst, joining us on the program. What do you think of that logic there? We have a keg, White Castle, and I take my chances.
You just made me hungry. Who doesn't like White Castle? I mean, normally I've had them at 2:30 in the morning. I've actually never had them at dinner time, so I assume they're pretty darn good then too.
I don't think anybody's ever had White Castles before like 10 o'clock at night. It always feels like,
right,
you know,
right. I can remember having bacon cheeseburgers at 2:30 in college from Jack in the Box. Never eaten it since, but it was the best damn meal I ever had in my life. And I mean, I'm probably, there's like 2,000 calories in the thing, but man, they were good.
Anybody ever have any strange eating habits on the course when you played, what they had in their bag?
Well, there used to be a fellow that, well, you know who Mark Lai is. He still does radio or whatever, but you know, he was a diabetic. So he had to eat constantly when he played. And this was back before there were power bars or anything like that. So he would have, you know, all kinds of things wrapped up in tin foil, and he'd be unwrapping them pretty much every hole. So you'd have to just back away and go, you know, what are you doing? I mean, it's just like an all day buffet trot, you know. That was about it. I can't remember any odd eating habits on the golf course.
But there are guys who snuck in liquor when they played.
Oh, I know a few players that had, you know, they were always had a Coke can with them. And, you know, there were, I know a few players that won, you know, probably past the legal limit. You know, they could play pretty good. They were like you, you know, you said you could handle your beer. I know a few players that could handle theirs.
But is this to calm your nerves?
Well, one player in particular, who's an absolute legend. He was I'm not going to name him, but he was in a playoff once with Jack Nicklaus, and he ducked into the bathroom, okay, and two or three times during this playoff, and then, you know, he they finally played on, and I believe John, well, there you go, I didn't say, and look, it's not the last name you think, okay, so he prevailed.
Boy, you can keep a secret, Randall.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's so bad, isn't it? I forgot. Nobody else is listening, right?
It's just no. We're not even back on the air right now.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah. We're always meant to act like we're just sitting around talking, right?
Dude? Yeah, yeah. And we welcome you back to the Dan Patrick Show.
No, don't do that. So anyway, afterwards, Jax went up to, you know, the guy who's one buddy, right? And he said, "I'm worried that he's drinking." And my buddy, he started laughing. He was like, "Jack, he never stopped drinking."
Wow.
But he was a terrific fella and a hell of a player. And, yeah, he had a few pops from time to time.
All right, the Bryson DeChambeau bet that I have. You can either take him to win or he misses the cut. But the you get your straight-up bet. Let's say you put $1,000 on him to win. You get $10,000 if he misses the cut. Which one would you take?
Oh, I'd go for the win. I can't even come up with any scenario where he's not a factor in this event, you know. If he drives it any semblance like he did at the U.S. Open, and by all accounts, he's 20, 30 yards longer than he was then, which is preposterous. You know, he's going to be chipping to so many of these greens. Yeah. He's going to be hitting wedges to the par fives, and he's a much, much better putter than he was, you know, last year at this time. He's 10th. He was 10th in 2020 in strokes gained putting with that lane. So I'd go for the win. I don't see anybody getting that $10,000, Dan.
Do you think it's his to lose?
Yes, actually, that's a good question. Yes, I do. You know, did you hear Tiger yesterday in the media center? Tiger said of Bryson that he's doing things that nobody has ever done in the history of the game. I mean, that would be like, that'd be like Shakespeare saying another writer could really turn a phrase.
But what's the downside? Any downside to Bryson DeChambeau, this style, this philosophy?
Well, I would have said, you know, he likes to swing in to out on it. And I would have said, historically, players who swing in to out have trouble off of the side heel lies at Augusta National. So the great players are cutting it off those sort of hook lies. They're picking it and cutting it, getting it up in the air.
But Bryson, Nicklaus.
Yeah, like Jack and Tiger and even, you know, Jordan Spieth is the perfect example. And Justin Thomas is the perfect example of somebody who could do that. But Bryson hits it past all those spots where that would be an issue, like miles past it. Like he could hit it 30, 40 yards past Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. Like, I've never seen anything like
that. But how do you explain that? Because every weekend golfer is swinging out of their shoes now, Brandel.
Yeah.
How do you get length, and then how do you add even more length to it when you're a professional?
Yeah. The thing is, there was so much room for added distance in this game. You think about it. I've made this analogy, but years ago, you know, you tune in, you watch Nolan Ryan. And, you know, they were kind of guessing, but they're like, he's throwing at 105 miles an hour. And you could assume that nobody else in the world could throw a baseball harder than that. But you tune into a golf tournament, you see Tiger Woods hitting a shot, and he's swinging 124 miles an hour. Well, there are scores of people that could swing way faster than that. Scores in the game. Long drive guys. What Bryson did was he studied the long drive guys, and he tapped into their movements. Okay, because there was clearly room to swing the club 20 miles an hour faster amongst the best professional golfers. But everybody dismissed the long drive guys as freaks or they couldn't play golf. But what Bryson did was he watched the long drive guys, really studied it from a biomechanics standpoint, their movements, and incorporated those movements. But then, and this was the coup de grace, really, he added elements of the straightest hitters of all time. Because they do very specific things just like long drive guys do. And then he meshed those two. And that's the holy grail. And that's why, you know, normally when guys get paired with Tiger or Phil, you see them walking down the fairway and they're always turned looking at Tiger or Phil, and Tiger or Phil are never looking at them. And they're just kind of walking ahead. When you see Tiger or Phil get paired with Bryson, Bryson's walking down the fairway, Tiger and Phil are turned looking at Bryson. And trying to soak up everything that this guy knows, because clearly he's tapped into something that nobody else has tapped into in the game of golf, professional game of golf.
I'm wondering, though, Bryson, you know, how Augusta, the Masters, they control everything. Do they get to the point where they say you have to have a golf ball that is to our specifications to play this course? I just worry about courses becoming antiquated because of, you know, equipment, the golf ball, you know, the golfer, I understand, but the equipment and the golf ball is changing the sport. Could you see the Masters in 5 years from now, when how many golfers are going to try to incorporate what Bryson DeChambeau is doing, whether they do it correctly or not? And you know, those par fives, some of those aren't meant to be had in two, or at least you don't have a wedge in there. And that's what's going to happen here.
Listen, not 5 years, 5 months from now, they might be playing gutta percha and hickories when they come back. Yeah. Because, I mean, what Bryson, is on the cusp of doing this week, what he could very well do is, and I've argued against people who say that the ball should be rolled back because, you know, the same things still matter in the game, strategy, long drive, I mean, long irons, all those things.
Yeah.
But what Bryson could do was literally obliterate the integrity of this design. I mean, drive and chip to greens and drive wedges to par fives. I've never thought the argument was really on that sort of solid foundation until Bryson came along. So what are you going to do if you run this event? And obviously the USGA and the RNA governing bodies, they have many, many different factors to consider, but the Masters is in a position where they can just unilaterally say, okay, we're going to have a tournament ball.
Yeah.
And scale things back a bit.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if you scale it back to where Bryson is the one who is struggling to get on these par fives and two, nobody else in the game could get on these par fives and two. Like, nobody else. So then it's not very interesting. So it's what do you do? You know, how do you combat this where the golf is still compelling? Because right now, I think we can all agree, the Masters has a pretty good history of producing compelling events with the formula they have.
We're talking to Bryson, Brandel Chamblee, golf champ. You wish I was saying Bryson DeChambeau.
I really, really do.
How far would he outdrive you at your best when you were playing?
He would outdrive me by 100 yards. You know, if I pop one now, if I really pop one, I might get it 290. But more, you know, right around there. He's going to hit, he carried it 362 the other day. On the range. One swing, carried it 362. That's going to roll 400.
I know. That's why I said to start the show, he'll hit drives of 400 yards at Augusta. And now, I know it's a little wet there, conditions.
Yeah.
But how's it going to look and sound tomorrow?
You know, if you can probably find it online if you haven't already seen it, but you can find him hitting this shot 2 days ago on the range. And it sounded like a cannon. It really did. I mean, it really did. I replayed it, you know, I don't even know. I probably watched it like 50 times. And I couldn't believe the sound of it. And, you know, he backed away and you could hear the person videotaping it saying, was that 200? Meaning the ball speed was at 200. He has a machine there that measures it instantly. And he was like, oh, yeah, 201. And I mean, I can remember hitting balls next to Tiger Woods at the 2000 US Open. Tiger played all right in that event.
Yeah.
Okay. Now on Tuesday, I'm hitting balls next to him. He's right behind me hitting balls and I'm grinding away. You know, I'm not paying attention to Tiger. I'm dumb enough to think I got a chance or whatever. My buddy is there watching me and he says, hey, stop. And I said, what? He goes, if you don't turn around and watch what's happening behind you, you will have missed the greatest show ever. This is Tuesday. So I turn around and I watch him, you know, and the sound of it, right? And the flight of it and the power and the grace, you know, I just never heard anything like that. And I watched him for like 20, 30 minutes, completely forgot what I was doing. Then he walked away. And then the next shot I hit, I swear it sounded like I hit a wiffle ball. And it looked like I hit a wiffle ball. And I was like, I feel impotent. You know, it's like, what am I even doing? Why did I watch that? That's like following, you know, I remember reading once where Billy Crystal said he thought he was a really funny guy. And he got invited to go to this gig, right? He was slaying it everywhere. And he's standing in the wings and he's listening to this guy on the stage. And he's like, this is the funniest human being I've ever heard. I suck. I am not funny. That guy's funny. And he had to follow Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, you what are you going to do? And it's like, I watched Tiger and I thought, we're not even playing the same game. I think he beat me by 35 shots that week.
Tiger's chances this week are what?
Not great. You know,
top 10, top 15.
Hey, listen, I've learned on your show to never say never. Okay.
you did learn the hard way. Yeah.
Tiger just did that to me.
Yes,
right?
He did.
I mean, and it was great to see. I did occasionally, I don't know if I did on your show, add the caveat that I hope I'm wrong. And if anybody could prove me wrong, it was Tiger. And he certainly did. You know, the Masters has a way of providing Hail Marys to great stars. You know, Jack had one. Ben Crenshaw had maybe the greatest Hail Mary I've ever seen in golf. Tiger had a bit of a one last year, but he was playing fine golf coming in here. So you could kind of sense it. He's hitting it, you know, he's the last time he was out, Dan, at Zozo at Sherwood, His club head speed had dropped to 113 miles an hour. That's tour average. Mm. And he's not really picked up any accuracy to sort of offset that decay in his club head speed. So, you know, again, there's, I don't know, you'd know this. So like great athletes, it's really hard to point at the part where they are not physically capable of doing what they're eminently capable of doing mentally. And it's Tiger's not there yet, but you know, it happens like incrementally. And, you know, he's lost a little club head speed from last year. He still had pop last year. You know, he drove it past Finau last year on the 17th hole coming in. And it surprised Tiger. And afterwards he said, you know, I ramped up my club head speed. So maybe that adrenaline rush happens this week, but he's going to need that club head speed as wet as it is.
Do you think last year's Masters was the last one for Tiger?
I am not going to say that, Dan. I'm not as dumb as you think I am, Dan. I mean, I'm close. I'm really close, but I'm not that dumb. He's at 82. He's going to get another one.
Great to talk to you. We'll be watching. Live from the Masters. Tell Rich and company that we said hello, and thanks for joining us again, Randall.
I'll do it. And don't share our secret that we're talking about.
No,
guy drinking, okay?
No.
All right, that's just between you and me.
Yes, indeed.
Talk to you later.
Brandel's on site at Augusta National this week, contributing to the network's Golf Central Live from the Masters coverage throughout the week. The great Rich Lerner is your host. Coverage can be seen prior to and immediately following live tournament coverage Thursday through Sunday. Are we going to make our Masters picks here? You guys ready to do this? It's a two-round draft. Now, is anything at stake? Or is it just, you know,
the winner gets his own Masters meal, and the others have to make it happen.
Wait, the others have to make it?
Make it happen. You know what I mean? That means we come up with the idea and someone in back
goes. All right. Yes, McLovin.
Right. We could incorporate maybe next week's Meet Friday some of our items. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So next Friday will be the Masters champ, whoever wins. Now, is this whoever... Do you have the winner closest to the winner, most prize money? How are we going to do this? We haven't figured this out, have we?
Not at all.
We didn't think this out. Yes, Seton.
Do you want to add up both of your draft picks?
It could do that.
Under par or total winnings?
Mm. Dun, dun, dun. Well, but total winnings, I like under par. Because total winnings, if you pick the winner, then nobody has a chance. But if it's under par... then maybe you get two guys who are back-to-back, and that will supersede the guy who finishes higher and then somebody who misses the cut.
I like that.
Okay. All right. After the break, a two-round draft here. Todd, I'm letting you know now because normally you'll go, oh, I didn't know we were doing this.
I'm all set.
Okay, you
are.
I have
my picks.
Okay. We'll come back. Phone calls as well. We'll try to sneak a couple of those in as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's show you how little golf we know. We have our Masters draft here. It's a snake draft. It's two rounds. The winner gets to pick his Masters champion meal next Friday, meet Friday at that. I saw this. DraftKings is offering a cross-sport proposition wager on which will be greater, Bryson DeChambeau's longest drive at the Masters or any NFL quarterback's passing yards this weekend. DeChambeau is a minus 400 favorite over NFL quarterbacks. Yeah, McLovin.
Wait, explain that again. So his longest drive, say it's 430, that no quarterback will get to that. Or to say it's 390, no quarterback will get to 390 yards?
Yes.
Josh Allen went 415 the other day.
Yeah. Well, Bryson DeChambeau is going to have a drive of 400 yards. You're going to have to throw for more than 400 yards this weekend. I'd probably take the quarterbacks. It depends on if Augusta dries out a little bit. It's been raining down there. If it dries out and you get it over hills there and it just goes and goes and goes. All right. Who is starting off the snake draft, Paul?
Here is the order of the Masters draft. It's Todd first, then you, then Seton, then Perloff, then me for two picks and back down the line.
Okay. Todd?
Because it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I'm going with Ricky Fowler as my number one pick.
So on brand.
Yeah.
I love it.
I have to take Bryson DeChambeau. Absolutely. It has nothing to do with any holiday 2 weeks prior to anything. I just figure, all right, the fascination, I'll buy in. I don't think he'll win, but I will take Bryson DeChambeau. Who's next?
Seton.
Seton O'Connor.
I am going to take Xander Schauffele.
Xander Schauffele is off the board. Paulie, who...
Actually, next up, Andrew.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, when he said Perloff, I'm not sure. That's my name, actually. I don't know if you...
Well, no, Paulie rigged the draft so he'd be the last guy on the snake draft.
Okay, I'll go... Okay, I'm going to go Justin Thomas, full well knowing that I'm going to get my guy on the way back because Paulie just dissed him.
All right. Paulie...
I'm going to go back-to-back, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka.
All right.
John Rahm, Brooks Koepka.
All right. Next, McLovin?
I'll go Dustin Johnson.
All right. Paulie Hester? Seton?
Is Rory McIlroy still available?
Yes, he is.
I'm going to take Rory.
All right.
Fritzy's going to take stuffing Wilson out of University of Tennessee.
I got something in my back pocket, yeah.
So DeChambeau, Johnson, Rahm, Justin Thomas. Is Justin Thomas still on the board?
I took Justin Thomas.
You took Justin Thomas. Rory is off, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, and then it's everybody else after that. I am going to take the irritable Patrick Reed. Irritable.
The universally disliked.
Yes, Patrick Reed. Reed. And Todd, you finish off.
And also, because it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I'm going with Matthew Hungry Like the Wolf.
I hope you win, Todd.
Matthew Wolf.
Yeah.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry Like the Wolf. All right. So we did it. Masters Draft brought to you by Callaway. Yes, McLevin.
Can we do two more rounds?
No,
I got guys left on my board.
No.
I've been reading good things about Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah. No.
Cameron. Champ.
Well, nobody took Tiger. That's my only concern here. Did anyone even want to take Tiger just to root for him?
Do you guys want to do one more round?
Yes.
Okay, but you know, this counts for your score. I mean, Tiger can be sentimental. If he doesn't make the cut, then you lose out on that. Let me see. Todd, you're up next.
All right. Also going with the Thanksgiving theme, since we're doing one more round, I just came up with this on the fly. A lot of times you're stuffing your face with turkey, and then you need a break, and you lie on the couch for a little while from the tryptophan, watch some, then you go get some more. Tony, for now, I'm full.
No, it's Fino.
But that doesn't work, that pronunciation for me. For now, I'm done eating, but I'm going to go have seconds in a little while. Tony, for now.
I don't even have any odds in front of me here. Let me see. Who else do we have in here? Because I don't have any. Man, somebody took Patrick Cantlay. Let me see. What else can I do in here?
Colin Morikawa available. I think Patrick Cantlay is available, Dan.
Oh, he is?
I think so.
Oh, I'll take Patrick Cantlay to block. Yeah.
Is Brooks Koepka available?
No.
Oh. Is Colin Morikawa available?
Yes.
I'll take him.
All right. McLovin?
You know, I would like to wash down my Thanksgiving meal with Justin Rose. Or maybe have a, what's his name, Tommy Burger? Who's Burger? Daniel Burger.
Daniel Burger. Wait, are you taking taking Justin Rose or Daniel Burger?
Bubba Watson.
No, I have Bubba.
Tiger Woods.
All right. We're a mess.
Paul? Justin Rose.
Thomas Fleetwood, please. Thomas right. Fleetwood coming down.
Okay. Here he is.
Awesome.
All right. All right. More phone calls coming up. Who's tabulating this? Who's writing this down? Is Mario? Uh-oh.
We didn't decide the rules yet. Is it strokes?
Yeah, it's strokes.
Not money.
Not money. How many strokes under par?
So what happens if a guy doesn't make the cut?
You don't get anything.
You don't get anything or you get his score?
You don't get anything. It's the number of shots under par total that you are.
How about a penalty if you miss the cut? Like you tack on a couple.
Like we execute you? Like we chop off a finger?
Yeah.
Well, we need to come up with a rule. Well, there's nothing really at stake. And we got to figure this out before there's drama. Final hour coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.